Sons of Liberty.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Abraham Lincoln rightly said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislature, and enforced in the courts of justice. And that's exactly what we have for you today.
That's right.
It has new meaning,
new
folks.
Meaning.
Again, Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislature, and enforced in the courts of justice. Folks, today you have with you Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. May 21st, this rainy day in the state of Minnesota, of course, 2011. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Well, what does that mean? That means leadership. That means going above what we see out there. Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, you'll not enter into the kingdom of God. We have to go over the top in the sense of being righteous and being the light of the world and the salt of the world, so on and so forth. Folks, I'd also ask that you consider supporting this ministry. We are touching the nation, literally. We are sowing into a forgotten harvest field, our next generation, our posterity, our responsibility. So, folks, please do again consider supporting this ministry. Don't forget that they are soon to be your leaders, and they will be. Again, that number, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. I know today that we have a lot.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. LibertyRadio.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
And what did I incite? I incited Moses and the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court chambers. I told them how honored I was to be there, how honored they should be, and how privileged they are to be there. I talked about the Thomas Jefferson quotes and the George Washington quotes on their walls. I told them that we have one Constitution, and we need to live according to its directives. And yet, on the front page of the paper, 20 minutes after I leave, they call me the divisive pastor. Now, to say all that, to say this, what I feel like, again, before we play the piece, I feel like Martin Luther innocently nailing the 95 Theses on the wall. And I'm not even Catholic. I'm a Christian. I'm a preacher of righteousness. That's my job. So when I got pulled into this situation, I was absolutely blown away when it hit the fan. Let me tell you what happened after, and then when we come back after this break, we'll play the piece for you. I hung around for about 10 minutes. I walked around through all the protests, wanted to see the signs, who was there. And then I noticed nothing was going on, so I went outside, let my kids play for 10 minutes. And I thought, okay, cool, thanks for having us. Everybody said, thank you so much for being here. And then I left. And 10 minutes after that, what's going on? Jake calls me. The other guy calls me up and says something unprecedented is going on. Folks, when we come back after this break, I'm going to play the piece for you. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, stick to topic 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Folks, we had some technical problems during the first intro. Apologize for that. Abraham Lincoln rightly said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislature, and enforced in the courts of justice. Again, he said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislature, and enforced in the courts of justice. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this rainy Saturday in the state of Minnesota, May 21st, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. It is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Let's please stick to topic. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I would ask folks, before I get going here real quick, I would ask that you'd consider supporting this ministry because we are literally touching the nation and we are sowing into a forgotten harvest field, our next generation. So forget not, folks, that they are soon to be our leaders. That would be pretty foolish to ignore our posterity. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, to get the topic really quick, yesterday I was asked to do the opening prayer down at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, which I believe that I was supposed to get to about a month ago, and it kept getting pushed off. And little did I know, and though I found out real quick, that they were passing an amendment on gay marriage. Now, for those that don't know me, and the way that you do know me is through the press, who just loves to tell you the truth, it's interesting that, folks, for some reason, I'm the anti-gay man that was standing up there giving the prayer, which had absolutely nothing to do with my prayer. I'm going to play it for you in just a second here. Let me kind of lay it out for you. Yesterday I was told to be there at 7:30 in the morning, got there at, 8:30, got there at about 8:30. All of a sudden when I got there, there's a bunch of protests going on. Knew nothing about it. Walked up to it, there's about 75 people standing in front of the chambers, and they were chanting something. I don't remember what it was. It was pretty tame, but it was loud. I was escorted immediately into the prayer chambers, and might I add, I've not met such cool people in a long time. Those legislators were very awesome. When we got in there, I brought my kids. Jake brought his kids, and we brought some other people from the ministry with us. And when we walked in, I mean, these people were so cool. They took their time. You know, they went into the well, and they told our little kids to talk so you could hear it reverberate throughout the whole Capitol Rotunda. Pretty cool. And then everybody took the time to introduce us. Thank you for coming. We said thank you for having us. We're honored to be here. We're honored to have you. Would you like coffee? Would you like anything to drink? Nothing but cool people. Met Mr. Zeller. Met some of the people that I've never heard of before in my life. I kind of had to look around and look at the names to begin to, you know, figure out who are these people that are in these chambers. And then I met a couple people in there that I knew from the past that were on radio. And so I was basically advised as to what I was supposed to do, how I was supposed to go up, give the prayer, and then when I was done, turn around, say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then that would be it. Well, I did just that. I'm going to play the piece for you in just a second here. I did just that, left the building. I'm sorry, left the chambers, went outside, looked at the protest, actually walked through it with my kids, wanted to see the signs, what they were saying, what they were chanting, so on and so forth. And I thought, well, nothing's going on. So I went outside slowly. As I got outside, I let my kids play out in the grass and Jake, the other guy's kids as well. For about 10 minutes, everything was fine. About 10 minutes later, Jake called, or I called Jake, one of the two. I said, so are you guys going to go over to GCN? And he said, I don't know, but something unprecedented is happening in the chambers right now. I said, what? And he started to tell me what was going on. And then before I knew it, I was on the front page of the paper all over the state of Minnesota for saying a prayer. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I said a prayer. Okay, they got to be mad because I said the name of Jesus. Let me play the prayer that was prayed at the state capitol yesterday, and then I want to come back and talk about this. Again, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Please stick to topic. Go ahead, Kerry.
When I arrived at the capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built this company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it to establish the company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except them that helped him along. The company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold. And when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper. And they failed miserably. Excuse me. And it sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. And might I remind all of us here, we have one constitution. So let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us. And through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice. From World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea in Iwo Jima, in Vietnam, and Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery, and I think that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. and they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber. It's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination. And his name is Jesus, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged. And we pray it in Jesus' name.
And then after that, what happened is they just told me to turn. We all turn. And you can see this online, by the way, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And we said the Pledge of Allegiance. Jake, your perspective.
My perspective is it was one of the members of our crew said that was a very vanilla prayer. It wasn't a bad prayer. But any of you that know Bradley and know, you know, when he's speaking and whatnot, you'd say, okay, good prayer. So just like you said, when you left the chambers and we went home, nobody anticipated anything to become of that. There was nothing. It wasn't emotionally charged. It wasn't directed at anybody. It was just a
had nothing to do with
forward.
Obama. Had
no,
nothing
no gay
to do with
stuff.
The homosexuals.
Not a mention of gay.
Not a thing.
Mm-mm.
Not a thing. But when it came out in the press, they took it way out to the left. Mm-hmm. So far as bringing it to the topic, having nothing to do with the prayer.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I mean, if you read right now, one of the folks that was quoted in one of the proponents of gay marriage, she said it wasn't his prayer that was bothersome. She was playing the victim in some regards, and she said it was just the presence of Bradley being there. And I asked two legislators coming out of the out of session, because they broke after that, and I said, so what's going on? What was wrong with the prayer? And they said there was nothing wrong with the prayer. It was just apparently Bradley Dean. So I went down and I was talking to the reporters. They said the same thing. And it just, things started carrying very quickly. And next thing you know, we're all over the place. But one thing that I did want to bring up is that after that prayer was done, the Representative Zellers stopped the Congress, or excuse me, stopped the legislature, stopped the House. This was done in the House. He stopped it, and then he reconvened it. He had another pastor come up and pray, and then he did another Pledge of Allegiance, and that has never happened in the history of Minnesota. They've never stopped and started. So that when I say unprecedented, that's what happened. And I was just thinking to myself.
Am I right in saying that he even denied the Lord?
I don't recall what he did. All I know is that I'm thinking to myself, over what? And everything, we just played you the prayer, folks, America. Over what?
Yeah, and then we'll play the denouncing of Bradley Dean after this. Again, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
Like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built this company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it to establish the company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except them that helped him along. The company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold, and when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper, and they failed miserably. And it sounds much like America today. America has the longest-standing constitution in the history of the world. And might I remind all of us here, we have one Constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us. And through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea and Iwo Jima and Vietnam and, Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery. And I think, that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. And they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber. It's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination. And his name is Jesus, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged. And we pray it in Jesus' name.
Members, our guest chaplain for today is...
Interesting.
I thought it was a great prayer.
What did that have to do with homosexuals?
Nothing.
Well, what did that have to do with Obama?
Nothing.
But that's what they're reporting in the papers. What did I have to do with the amendment that was taking place that day?
Absolutely nothing.
They're saying because of me being in those chambers giving that prayer,
mm-hmm.
might push off the vote until next session.
Then I would ask the people in the chambers why.
Does that sound like an agenda to me?
Somebody trying to make something up?
I'm blown away. Was Michelle Bachmann there?
No.
Was Mary Kiffmeyer there? She was.
She didn't even see her. The house. Neither did we.
Was Tom Emmer there?
You know, I
was Tom Emmer there?
No. He was doing his radio show.
Well, why are they in the papers reported with me?
I don't know. They probably don't know either.
The guy that invited us into the prayer,
uh-huh.
to do the prayer, came to one of our showings,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we were invited to come. He puts in the paper weird stuff like he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
When he watched part one of my war series, Our War, My Testimony,
which is on this Saturday from 12 to 1.
Yet he denied me when the heat got a little hot in the room. What did that prayer have to do with any of the accusations being slung at me or anybody else in that room? I'm asking anybody with a little common sense, but yet people in America still don't figure that propaganda is going on and it's taking place in their own backyards. What did that prayer have to do with the marriage amendment? What did it have to do with anybody or any of the names that are being brought up in the articles with me whatsoever? Let's take John real quick from Minneapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, John.
Hey, Bradley. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
You got it.
I'm just a working guy, and I'm working, and then I hear, hey, there's a big old to-do at Capitol Hill. So I think, well, I'm a reasonable guy. I'm going to see what this prayer is all about. So I watch you go up there, and you're very knowledgeable about the Constitution and government. I like the little, I like your story about the friend and Ridley and firing the founder. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, yeah, you're saying something there. Apparently, it's a lot of people missed it. Mainstream media doesn't even touch on that stuff. You know, the prayer was good. When you said Jesus, I thought, well, I get it. He's the founder. You're making a little point here. And I thought it must, just like you, I thought it must have been because of the Jesus thing or what. I had no idea about any of that stuff with the marriage amendment going on. And when I heard you say you originally were scheduled a few months earlier, but you got pushed back, sounds kind of like divine providence, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, I had two representatives say the same thing to me after they came out of the chambers. Two representatives said this could have never been put together, and I would say the exact same thing. No man divinely orchestrated arc. We were actually, even to push it off, we've been pushed off a couple times. It was supposed to happen Monday, Bradley was supposed to pray. And we had
As a matter
no
of fact,
idea.
I even said, yeah, I don't care if we do it or not.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly what Bradley said. And I got to the point where I didn't care either, and then I got a call back. And so all of this stuff, you know, people have said this before, and we have a lot of friends that have been a part of moves of God throughout the country. And when I say moves of God, I mean something that was legitimately not human birthed. And they say, you know, sometimes when the Lord does things, you're just along for the ride. And I'm always thinking, yeah, right, all I know is hard work and pushing it forward and making it happen. But I would honestly say the same thing you just said, John, to reiterate it. And again, there was a handful of legislators when they came out and they were breaking for recess, said the same thing. We don't know how in the world this all happened, because nobody could have planned it or caused it to come together the way it did. But here we are, standing on one side of the fence for the Lord and for Christ. Bradley didn't deny him. He did his job as a preacher, a Christian minister, which no man can hold into check. And here's what we have that happened.
Yeah.
And I had a gentleman
thinking about this, like separating the sheep from the goats, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, people have brought that up too.
And there's people that are, I say to my wife, you know, I get home and I go, man, there's a big deal going on. Watch this and tell me what you think. She watches it. She says, that guy's right on the money, isn't he? I go, you bet he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now everybody's getting all upset. Well, like you said, you wake up and say, God, what are we going to do today?
Mm-hmm.
God has taken you for a good ride, so enjoy the ride. There's going to be trouble. But get ready and enjoy it, because God's got it figured out.
And he's really using, he uses situations as a, you know, he uses you as a tool, if you will. And so even when people, and this is, there's nothing new about this, biblically speaking. This is exactly what the Lord does. He does what he will with whom he will, because they will. And also, you know, the people that are making a fuss about it and whatnot, and I'm not shocked at it. I guess
I got to say this though, bro. I am surprised. I am surprised that people, just like John, you had said, I am surprised that people didn't get the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point was made very clear.
Well, I think it's because the media wasn't grabbing the point.
They didn't want to grab the point, because you said it wasn't about what I said.
Yeah.
It was about the fact that I was there. Well, who was supposed to be there?
Mm-hmm. And then it kept kind of snowballing, and then all of a sudden it did become about the prayer and this and this and this.
It had to for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had to legitimize something, and what happened is the media immediately went after liberal leftists that wrote things prior that have been debunked 150 times, 15 times literally, and they begin to continuously prop these things up again. They say, what they'll say, folks, is they'll say alleged. Instead of saying you said something, they'll selectively report. I talked to one reporter yesterday. I said, why did you put in your article that I was calling for the execution of gays? Never have. Never have. She said, are you for enforcing the laws against homosexuals in the United States? I said, I am for the laws, the enforcement of the laws in America. Yes, I am. And I said, the point is I want our posterity to know what 50 years ago our ancestors, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, what they had. I'm saying simply, let's go back to the old past, because this new thing, folks, isn't working out for the people, is it? And my whole point is, listen, we need to put a stop to what's going on. We need to get back to the Constitution. We need to live by its directives. And what happened, again, we see a little heat and we see everybody bowing along with it. And, folks, I'm ashamed.
Yeah, it's the
I'm ashamed of what I seen there yesterday.
The two groups that are really the most up in arms are the super hyper liberals. And, you know, obviously a handful of the homosexual
community. I expect it from them.
Yep. And also, too, the only other people that are in agreement with the super hyper liberals and the homosexual community are the conservative leadership. Now, not all. I'm not making a blanket statement here. But a lot of conservative leadership in the House, in the legislature, in think tanks,
it was
in
wrong,
nonprofit
folks.
Groups.
It was wrong.
So I would ask them, and I would put the question to them. This is for me personally, Jake. Why in the world are you two the only groups? If one group, the conservatives, claim to stand against the immorality of immoral folks, the liberal left, as they always complain about, why in the world is it you standing with them to throw fire? That doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense to me the whole day. Yeah, and listen, for the callers right now, just hold on over for the next break, and we'll pull you up right away. Thank you for holding, too, by the way. And again, Jake, just to reiterate what both you and John said, mm-hmm. It's interesting it had to start out talking about the prayer. And then some of the things that came out about the prayer were like, where are you at?
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is again, I thought it was the obvious thing that I said Jesus. But what I said was exactly right, the denominations. And then at the very end of it, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name, then I was attacking Obama.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about Obama.
Yep.
We're going to take these calls right when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, folks. Line up 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're not on the defensive, folks. We're just letting you know what's going on out there.
The
Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake talking about what happened at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota yesterday. We've got 13,000 hits on our website, on the YouTube. Check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The prayer's also scripted for you. The video's up there for you to see as well. And I think on our personal website, we got like 5,400 hits yesterday on our website. And right before the break, we were talking about a little bit about those that should know better. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to take this phone call really quick. But before that, I just want to say this, too. It's interesting, again, how they took it from my prayer to it's Bradley Dean. And it went from that to, Jake, they were asking questions you conveyed to me. Mm-hmm. Who does Bradley know? Who does Bradley know? Folks, I know people by handshakes for the most part. I know people by name, and I had to ask names yesterday. No, I've heard the name, or I've seen the name, or I heard about it from somebody, or this person said something about a guy named that, and all that other stuff. But it's just interesting that they're trying to equate other people with me, when in fact, we're going to put a statement up on my website about that as well. Just it's just absolutely ridiculous. It really is. I don't even really know how to exemplify what, you know, my intent in saying that is, but it's just ridiculous.
Well, there's
it's
no
backwards.
Ties.
It has nothing to do with anything. I'm not a political guy. I'm a right and wrong kind of a guy. Will I ever be a part of politics? No way. I am about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, though. That's my job. Light reproves darkness wherever it may be, and I'm not going to move from that.
Yeah, and really quick, just we had a press conference yesterday at the Capitol at the end of all this, at the end of the day, and that was the questions they were asking is, who does Bradley know? Who are your guys' friends in the Capitol and things like that? And I just had to say to him, and I'm saying this to everybody so they understand, to set the record, Bradley's a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. His loyalty and his allegiance lies to Christ. Like we say on the show, we are politically neutral, and boy, does that have new meaning today. There is no friendships that have developed. Now,
the media doesn't know how to respond to that, though.
Of course they don't.
No, he's got to. They did this, and they did this, and they said something nice about you. They got to be a part of what you're doing.
And that's due to the media not understanding what a true man of God or a true calling is. And it's the same misunderstanding that MLK had when he was during his movement. It's the same misunderstanding that Luther had, because people think that even pastors, and unfortunately a lot of pastors fall to this, they're politically motivated. And I'm not just saying into government, but in their own churches.
Yeah.
So the fact is, when a man has a and lies unto God. Do we know these people? Yes. Have we had some of these people on our radio show? Absolutely. Have we talked about them? Yes. Do we know what some of them do? Yes. Have we seen them at functions? Of course. But none of these people are people that come over to the house for dinner that we would call friends.
Literally. I mean, some people have gone so far as to have me and a gubernatorial candidate going door to door from a handshake, folks. Mm-hmm. And I literally know this individual from a handshake.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that this whole thing, just so everybody understands, it's a marriage amendment. This marriage amendment has nothing to do in favor or against gay marriage or straight marriage or anything like that. What it's saying, the amendment is to go to the floor so the people of the state of Minnesota can vote on what the definition of marriage is going to be according to them. Either it is between a man and a woman, or it's not. Or it's between more than a man and a woman.
Yeah.
That's all that amendment was meant to define. Again, walking into this, I want to say one other thing, too.
I felt like Martin Luther the Reformer.
Yeah, you go up
and
nail the
95 thesis on the wall, and I didn't even know.
And walk away.
And with good intent, and mm-hmm. then what happens, it blows up.
Which is exactly what Martin Luther said. He said, I never intended for that little thing to do what it did. I was just being a preacher. That was the point. I was laying out and conveying things. We had a man at the end of this come and say, and I know we're going to touch on this later, but he was offended afterwards, and he said, I can't believe what just happened there. You know, I'm this, and I'll save his denomination, but I'm a Christian. Let's just put it that way. I'm a Christian, and I believe in Jesus and all of that, and I've been working hard so that we can protect marriage. And what would just happen today was against marriage. And I said, why? And he said, well, you don't go in the chambers and drop the J-bomb like it was a swear word.
Yeah.
You could talk about it anywhere else. But the chambers? So anyways, this is some of the feedback and reactions.
Jesus
from
said, if
the
you deny
sides.
Me, I'll deny you.
And he didn't like that. And of course, they get frustrated, because when you bring the word into Christians and those, and that's part of what's going on in the media right now, is a lot of folks are asking the question, why in the world are you denying what you claim to stand for the day before?
Yeah, we'll play that in a minute. Let's take this call. We got Walter calling from Minneapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in, Walter.
Hey, no problem. Brad, yeah. It's kind of hard for you to go out and defend yourself when you're trying to pretend you didn't do one thing which you did, which, unfortunately, even if it was unintentional, you did right at the end,
yep.
do an attack on Obama by saying, since 2008, because everybody automatically assumed that was, okay, that was the election of Obama, and we've lost it because of the election of Obama. And it's like, you're running around, I never said anything about Obama.
Hold up, Walter.
You
no, let me
read your text.
Hang on. I got the text right in front of me. I have it right in front of me, Walter. Listen to the very end of this prayer.
And I read it.
Okay. I'm going to say it again for the listeners. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber, and it's not about the Baptists, it's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, the Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus. As every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Now, I don't know if it's me, but I can tell you this, first and foremost, that was not my intent, what you extracted from it, that's splitting hairs. And the other thing is this, that was not my intent at all. And if you want the facts on that, I didn't deny that we were a Christian nation. Obama did. So if you want to point the finger at somebody denying Christianity in our country, you might want to talk to Obama about it, because I didn't say it, Walter. And I'm not on the defense with this, because I didn't say what you're talking about here. And I'll read it 15 times before you finally figure out that was not what I said, and that is not what I intended. Now listen, I will say this. If I did intend to say it, you know what? I would have said it. But I didn't say it. I went into them chambers with total respect. I was honored to be there. I was privileged to be there. And I was thankful by God to have the opportunity to be there. Nowhere in my prayer did I ostracize anybody. I tried to unify people through my prayer by bringing them back to the directives of the Constitution of the United States. Now, I'm not the one fraying at the edges as to what I said or how I meant to say it. You know, the thing is you read so many reports because you're so worldly minded that you don't know the difference. And the thing is, we learned this in school as little kids, that if you want to know something, go ask the person, not the reporter that didn't bother to ask the person. Not one reporter reported on me yesterday. They reported on me before calling me. And by the way, I only talked to two reporters yesterday. How many outlets am I in today? Now, the problem, just like one of our presidents rightly said, I would tell you the truth if it wasn't for the reporters. If you want to know the truth, Walter, ask me. I'll tell you. I'm not the kind of guy that will withhold if I have something to say. Because that wouldn't be fair to myself, nor would it be fair to my brothers. Walter, that wasn't my intent. I'll give you the last word.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that, but the way I got the impression, based on what you put on the website yesterday, and until just now, it's like you were pretending, oh, I never did that. No. I never did that. I mean, even if it was unintentional, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
It was an unintentional comment. Okay, to some people, all right, the office has to be respected, even if we don't respect the man and the policies.
Okay, can I ask you something there, Walter? This is important, too. Are we to honor the man in office that is disrespecting the office? That's one question. And am I to dishonor the men and women that died for the ratification of our Constitution? Which one am I supposed to honor? Am I supposed to dishonor those that died to magnify the Constitution? Or should I honor those that are, in a sense, disrespecting their own office and their own oath? And I'm not talking, I am generalizing that because of what I seen yesterday, I am blown backwards. Because it's my understanding we're supposed to magnify the Constitution. We swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And then I end that prayer by saying, so help me God. And by the way, that's the same statesman's prayer, stateswoman's prayer, as it is those that serve in our military before they serve our people. That's their oath. So we gotta think a little bit here, Walter. And again, I appreciate you calling me. And by the way, Walter, I really do appreciate you calling me and asking me and saying what you're saying. This is what every reporter should do, but this isn't what reporters do at all. So, again, I'll give you the last word again. I appreciate you.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I mean, if you gone out and started saying, okay, look, this was made to be an attack on Obama, but then let's ask, all right, maybe, what's the situation? I mean, you might have achieved a lot more than just letting yourself be attacked and then burning down or hurting some causes. Because I know you did not use the word gay marriage in that, but everybody say, oh, look at this guy. He does that, and that, and he's hurting a couple other causes just because of how it's being reported. And when, okay, if you just basically said, okay, look, this is my opinion of what I think he's been doing. I have an obligation as pastor to help people who are straying away from the Word of God.
Yep.
Okay. But the thing is, the way, well, like I said, the way I listened and was on your website yesterday, it's like, oh, no, I didn't attack Obama. I didn't attack Obama.
Thank you for your call, Walter. We got to take a quick break here. Folks, if you want to be a part of today's show, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.